All right, it's 4 o'clock, and today is June 19th. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Juneteenth, celebrating the emancipation, finally making it to Texas 2 years late. But, we're at the Sevier School District office, and those in attendance are board members Rick Orr, Dixie Rasmussen, Vice President Ryan Savage, Jack Hansen, and myself, John Foster. We'd like to excuse Superintendent Dr. Kate Douglas and Assistant Superintendent Mike Willis. But in attendance, we have Business Administrator Chad Lloyd and Executive Secretary Krista Nielsen. And we'll begin by having Dixie Rasmussen offer the preliminary.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, as we come before thee at this time, we are indeed grateful for all the great and wonderful blessings that we all have. We are thankful so much for the Savior Jesus Christ and his redeeming grace. We are thankful for this beautiful world and country that we live in. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for all the blessings that we have and are bestowed upon here in our very area. We are thankful. We are thankful for the leaders of our country, the leaders of our state, and the leaders of our county, and also school district. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, also for the privileges and the rights that we are able to enjoy, and the freedoms that we respectfully also try to enjoy. We ask at this time, at this board meeting, that thy Spirit will be with us, that we may be able to respect and define our stewardships, that through sound judgment and unbiased decisions, that we may be able to make correct and right choices that would benefit the students, the teachers, the staff and administration, and also the citizens of Sevier County and the surrounding area. Please bless us, Heavenly Father, that we may be able to be that light upon the hill, that our district may exemplify fairness, it might exemplify love and kindness. We ask thee this day, during this meeting, that we might be able to critically think, that we may also be able to have each and every one of us able to discern against the things that would be correct and also things that would be concerning. We thank thee again for all the great and wonderful blessings that we have, and we ask thee in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mrs. Rasmussen. The first item of business in this very short board meeting, will probably be shorter than a Cedar Ridge graduation, is the consent agenda. Is there any discussion of the items in the consent agenda?
I had one about the interfering devices and electronic communication devices. First of all, if a teacher asked to put their phone, if they made that decision and the district supported that, and they put their phone in the transparent sleeves, and it was stolen. And I know that in that very first part of that policy, it discusses about, you know, that you're not going to be responsible, or the school district's not responsible for those electronic devices if they were taken. However, if a teacher requests that they actually put that in those sleeves and then it was stolen, is there any error of margin or concern with that process?
I'll try to answer. This isn't really a policy that's up my alley. It's more of a student services policy, obviously, but I would say no. Like, I wouldn't see any liability on our end, because where would the negligence be? I think we would have a that's a reasonable plan and a common plan throughout the state. So I just don't see how there would be any negligence on our part if somebody happened to steal, you know, one of the phones that's in there. I don't think it should really be an issue. I know we've been using those cell phone sleeves at least one or two of our schools for several years, and that's never been brought up as a concern. So historically, obviously it could happen. I just don't think it's probably a major concern. But yeah, I don't think there'd be any negligence on our part.
Okay, very good. The second one, and I'm trying to find it, I guess, is it Granite School District has, and I took a picture of this from KSL News, that they have some type of an individual magnetic holder that the teacher can turn the phone on and off out of this magnetic holder. I'm so sorry, I did a screenshot of it out of KSL, but I'm not able to bring it up right here. Has anybody had any?
Is this a new device? Is this something you've seen on the news, or is this something that's
coming? I'm looking it up on KSL right now. Let me see if I can I took a screenshot. And I thought it was quite innovative, and they were buying. I'm sorry. So I'm going to try a magnetic phone. I had just never heard of it. We'll go ahead on, but I'll see if I can just send that information. But apparently that way teachers have the autonomy during the class to enact that each one of the students, they can still hold them. They can apparently see if an emergency message comes through. I'm not quite sure how it is. But then they can't interact with it, and then the teacher electronically can release that as they leave their class. So then that gives the autonomy of all the different. I've never heard of anything
never
like that,
and
that's why I was asking if anybody else had.
I haven't. I've never heard of that.
I'll find it here. Like I said, I took a screenshot of it, and now I cannot pull that up. And how expensive that was, how it was just quite innovative what I had found. So.
Yeah.
So other than that, I'm good.
Okay, any other comments about the consent agenda?
You better bring up the one. That's for approval. We better bring up the issue that you and
motion to fix that.
You're approving what's there, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Bring up what? Oh, there was just a little error in the minutes about where the CTE teacher was going.
Out of state travel is what it was.
Mm-hmm. Travel. Oh, okay. She'll fix that. Anything else on the consent agenda? If not, I'd entertain a motion to accept that.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. It doesn't look like we have anybody here for public comment. So, we'll move to the next item, which is items from the board. And I don't know if we have any items. I do have a thank you note from Emery Monroe. Is she from Richfield or Monroe?
South Sevier High.
South Sevier. She's been a recipient of our board scholarship. And she says, thank you so much for your support with furthering my education. I'll use the money wisely. Your confidence in me is very much appreciated. Thank you again. Love, Emery Monroe. Any other items from the board that you'd like to bring up at this time? items from the administration. I guess we'll turn that over to you, Chad.
Okay. Well, give me just one second here. I'm not going to even attempt to cover the other items from Superintendent and Mr. Willis, so you all can read through their items when you have a minute, if you haven't already. So I just have a few I wanted to update you on. First is the Salisbury High School construction. I'm sure Mr. Orr's probably seen that living over there. The progress is moving along really well. They're, as far as the timeline goes, it seems like the contractor's right on schedule. The demo work of the shop room and the classrooms has been done, and footings have gone in. Interior block work, so all the block work that we need done on the interior, a lot of that has been started and even a lot of it completed. And then probably within the next week or so, exterior block, it's brick that we're using, Big Atlas brick, but that will start going up as well. So far, so good. We haven't ran into any real snags on the project yet. Getting a few complaints about like the displacement of the weight room and football players not being able to use the weight room, but that was a known thing going into the project, so I just don't know if that was communicated very well at the school level or what, but I think it's being handled now. It just is what it is. Like we have to, if we're going to build the rooms we're building, there's going to be some displacement and some discomfort that happens. So other than that, I'm real happy with the progress that's going on. So hopefully come August 1st we'll be able to occupy the classroom spaces as well as the new weight room area, and then the shop is supposed to be able to be occupied December 1st. So that first semester, keep in mind there's not going to be any shop class taking place, and then the complete project is supposed to wrap up by March. So right now we're on track. Let's hope that it stays that way. Any questions on that project? Or
who's complaining about the weight room?
I didn't hear any names, just that Anthony, Mr. Julander, passed on that the football team was hoping to be able to get moved into the new weight room area already, and it's like, holy cow, guys, we can't get moved into a new room that doesn't exist. Like, it's not occupiable yet. I don't think it's probably that big of an issue, but there might be some rumblings as it gets further and further into the summer. The other item, just the playground project is really going well. I don't know if you've noticed or driven by any of the elementaries, but like those crews came in and then just really knocked it out as far as the bulk of the work. I do have some concerns right now. Mr. Julander's working on trying to put up some more signage and keep people out. Like, you know, I'll drive by and see kids crawling on stuff that we really haven't signed off on people being in it. The construction crew put like caution tape around everything, but it's just not really keeping people out. So Mr. Julander today was going to have some signs printed up and go around and stake up signs everywhere that says, please, please stay out. I would hate for somebody to be in there playing around and fall in an area that we don't have our wood chips down yet. And, I went and took a couple pictures today for those of you that might not have seen
seen any of. This was at Pavant. I was real worried about the structure that we picked out, that it was going to be, you know, a little smaller than what we were used to. But it's actually really, it looks great. It's big. There's big slides on it. It looks really, really well. And this is a structure that we're putting everywhere at all the elementaries, except for Ashman. Theirs is a little bit different. It's a little bit smaller just because, actually, the slides are every bit as tall. It's just not as big of a structure just because we're talking about a younger set of kids at Ashman Elementary. So that's kind of the structure. And then everywhere is getting this type of fitness. I don't know what you'd call them. It's really just different kinds of monkey bars everywhere. You know, this is kind of a monkey bar thing. So is this. This is a great big kind of octagon monkey bar deal. I drove my little girls by the elementary. They're moving on. My youngest will even be out of elementary now, but my seventh grader and my fifth grader, they were really excited. They wanted to go over and start playing on it. The wood chips look good. I think everybody's maybe a little disappointed that we weren't able to pull off putting the poured in place rubber. But the wood chips are a good step in the right direction from that little tiny gravel that we had in there before. So the custodians, I think, will be happy with the wood chips. It won't make as much of a mess. If it is a mess, they can use a leaf blower and kind of pick it up that way. And it's pretty soft. I was walking around on this today, and it's a good soft surface. So anyway, things are looking really good. Here at Pavant, we had a little bit of a run-in on Saturday because we had the Father's Day baseball tournaments going in, and I drove by it on Friday, and there were kids all over this thing. So I called up Mr. Johnson. The maintenance crew was gone by that time on Friday, and Mr. Johnson ran down to Ace Hardware himself with him and his custodian and grabbed this orange construction fencing and threw up everywhere. So thanks to him, you know, for being willing to turn into a maintenance guy and do some duties, you know, other duties as assigned. But he did a great job throwing up that construction fencing to keep people out. I wish we could let them in and, you know, let people play on it right now, but we need to wait until it's done. Any questions about that?
Chad, you mentioned the rubber. Was that a rubber mat that you were looking at, or the rubber, the Stampin' Up rubber?
No, it's not even the chips. It's actually a solid. I hate to say solid, but it's literally like they come in and pour concrete, but it's rubber. So thick, thick rubberized material. And we had that bid into the job to see as an alternate. There's a lot of schools that have been using it up north. I went and visited a couple sites that have used it on smaller playgrounds, like a little kindergarten playground. It's just really expensive. It would have cost us another $1 million to do it everywhere. We thought about picking and choosing a little bit and doing it in some areas and not in others, and we thought that would just cause a political nightmare. I don't know. Some of the smaller playgrounds that we're not replacing, maybe as we go down the road, we might try it out in a couple spots to see how it does. I know it's really great for ADA access because you can take a wheelchair right across it really, really well. And it gives you really good fall protection. So there are some advantages. It's just really expensive. And then the lifespan, we just don't know on the lifespan. They weren't able to give us a good, nobody's had it long enough. I went and saw that when it was 5 years old. It was holding up pretty well, but it definitely had wear marks. And then the contractor kept talking about how, like, you know, in our environment where it gets hot and cold, even in the same day, you know, that heating up, expansion and shrinking, and just, I don't know how it'll hold up. So wood chips were kind of our best option. But
thank you.
Any other questions? I think they're working on Kasherm right now, trying to get the playground in there. So let me go back to the agenda.
Did the chips stay in after our windstorm, or did you look check?
I didn't. When I was wandering around today, I didn't notice any.
Didn't notice any problem.
Uh-uh.
The one, my granddaughter lives in Harriman, and the one playground that her daughter plays at has that rubberized stuff. And in the summer, it's torture because it's hot.
I can imagine. Yeah,
and
that would be.
And that was the other thing, was that that's the only problem they have, is in the heat and cold. You know, they're going to expand and contract.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't think it's a perfect solution. It might be better than wood chips and some. I don't know. Most of these playgrounds you see have wood chips. The brand new Richfield City Park has the same wood chips.
If you go to a lot of these parks up north that have some money to spend, you see a lot of those netting shades.
Oh yeah.
They're putting up a lot of those for the heat reason.
Yeah.
So, but there again, it just adds to the cost of the project.
Now, again, the timeline's going well. They told us they wouldn't be able to get this done until September 1st. In fact, last board meeting, I think I told everybody there might be some playgrounds that weren't done. But the crew they brought in is just knocking it out. They're doing a really good job. So hopefully we can open them up and kids can start playing on them, you know, within the next few weeks. But we'll see. That's all I have other than just... I guess just some procedural items. If you don't mind, President Foster, when we wrap up this meeting here in a few minutes, why don't we go right into closed meeting, go into the other room and do closed meeting, and then we can get that all done, and then we'll just have a break until 6 p.m., which looks like it might be it, you know. Substantial, maybe an hour-long break, but kind of is what it is. So,
all right. Thank you very much, Mr. Lloyd. that's the end of our agenda, I believe.
I guess one thing we could probably take care of right now. That is the July board meeting. Normally, that meeting gets canceled. If you guys want to talk about that amongst yourselves, so maybe just take a motion right now if you want to take care of that business right now. But
all right, any discussion about that? Do we have a need for a July meeting? In that case,
I'll make a motion, Mr. President, that we don't do the July board meeting unless there's something that comes up that the lieutenant could call to order.
Been moved and seconded that we scrap the July board meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. At this point in the agenda, we're ready to move into our closed meeting for the purpose of discussing negotiations and personnel.
Yeah.
So we'll do I'd entertain that motion and then we'll do a roll call vote.
I make that motion.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Mr. Orr?
Yes.
Mrs. Rasmussen?
Yes.
Mr. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
And I'm a yes. Motion carries. We'll move into our closed meeting.